This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and as has become an Ozarks at Large tradition, at the end of a year, Kevin Kinder, who writes about music for Northwest Arkansas Media, is with me. How are you, Kevin?
I'm well. How are you, Kyle?
Very, very good.
I haven't slept. I've been trying to work over this list.
Because the list that you and I put together are 10 favorite musical releases of the previous year.
Right.
And last year, I thought we'd have three or four in common. I think we ended up having one.
I think that's right.
I was so sure that what my favorite CD of last year, of Monsters and Men,
that's right,
would be on yours. And then you said, oh, no.
It made an honorable mention.
Yes.
You're right.
So what we do is we independently make our lists. And then we just reveal them to our listeners and each other as this program goes along.
Right.
Let me first say this about 2013. I thought it was a very good year for music.
I had about three different albums where I said, well, that's the album of the year. And, You know, obviously they can't all be. But there were a lot of albums that I found myself really liking. And then at the end of the year, like I always do, I go through and listen to other people's best of lists to make sure there's something that I haven't missed. And gosh, there were all these albums that I listened to a lot in the last month or so that are also really good. There's just a lot out there.
I think there's more out there than ever before. Well, I know there is because of how music can be released. And maybe this is a sign of age. Maybe this is a sign that it was a busy year for me. But there were some I still have not heard the Flaming Lips CD.
You know,
I haven't heard it, and they're one of my favorite bands.
I also missed that one earlier this year and listened to it only within the last couple weeks.
So now, I whittled mine down to 10. I think you've got some honorable mentions you want to get out of
the way. I have like 20 albums that I originally ranked. But yes, I do have some honorable mentions if you want me to rattle them off. So Foles, Holy Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one a lot. Jake Bugg's. Now, Jake Bugg released two albums this year. One he released late last year in the UK. I counted it this year because it didn't come out in the States until April. A little bit like Dylan. I like that a lot. Self-titled Jake Bugg, his first of two this year. Daft Punk was an honorable mention for me. Their new album.
Okay.
Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
Their new album,
which I thought was
AM.
A very good CD, but it didn't make my top 10.
And a band that was supposed to play in Fayetteville canceled with their headliner, Savages, and their album,
yeah.
Silence Yourself, I also really liked.
I'll mention one honorable mention that I didn't get in my top 10, and that's Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
And I really liked that, and for some reason it just didn't get to the top 10. All right, you ready to do
this? Let's do this.
All right, I'll tell you my number 10 first. I'm doing this like it's an old-time game show, and we're revealing them slowly. Number 10, at one point, this was going to be my favorite CD of the year, and then it fell for whatever reason. Wonder Years, The Greatest Generation.
I didn't listen to that album.
Sort of a punk band. They wear their emotions on their sleeve, and you've heard it before, but there's something very populist about it. And if you liked the punk of the late 70s, early 80s, I think you'd like this. Wonder Years, The Greatest Generation.
I'll have to listen. That sounds right.
Okay.
My number 10, Michael Cronin's MC2.
Okay, tell me about this.
Surf rock guy. He's from California. It's his second solo album. It's a little bit psychedelic. It's a little bit surf rock. It's breezy. And there's just a couple really fun songs on it. Something like Shout It Out. Just from a friend I used to know. About how love can burn so slow. I won't admit it, but my time is running low. I'm getting closer to the door. It's pretty late, I need to go. Do I shout it out? Do I let it go? Do I need it? And his name?
Michael Cronin.
With a K? M-I-K-A-L. Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N.
All right, so we're off to our first ones. We surprised each other. That's great. That shows how much good music is out there.
That's right.
My number 9, this is not going to be a shock to people who know me, Nico Case. She had a CD out this year. I'm not going to tell you the whole title because it's really long, but it starts, The Worst Things Get.
Listened to it several times, and I like it very much. Not on my list.
Okay. I listened to this one repeatedly when it came out. I really like Nico Case.
And I understand why.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
My number 9 is a Scottish synth-pop trio called Churches, and that's C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S. And the album's called The Bones of What We Believe. I will carry you and give you life. I
All right, number eight, Patti Griffin, American Kid.
Excellent.
I love Patti Griffin. I think she's one of the best songwriters alive. This is her first all new material in like 6 years. And if you like Patti Griffin, you're going to love this CD. It's just heartfelt. It's the first one she's put together after the death of her father. And I can't say enough about the songwriter.
And she's coming to George's in February.
She is coming to George's in February. And I think it's going to sell out. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you better.
Number eight, Tegan and Sarah's Heartthrob.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, I have followed them for a little while, and my girlfriend is a huge Tegan and Sarah fan, and we went to Tulsa to see them live this year. Not only were they fantastic, but the album that they were promoting is just so good. It's a little bit of a departure for them. They got a break as a folk rock duo. They're Canadian sisters. This one's a little bit more on the synth rock.
It's poppy.
It's pop, and they finally sort of made that transition. It's a really great album, and there's just such great songs on it. I could sing you three or four of those songs right now, although we'd lose all the listeners if I tried. But
so Heartthrob is your number eight.
That's right.
Okay. Number seven for me, I'm a sucker for this artist, M.I.A. Matangi is how it's pronounced. I think she is perhaps the most wildly innovative artist working with sound right now. Reviews for this, no one disliked it, but I don't know if some critics are getting tired of her. She did. I think it has made a few top 10 lists. I just think it's so infectious and so fun. M.I.A. Matangi.
It's not one I spent a ton of time with, but I'm with you with the innovative side of things. She is truly creative.
You're a runner, right?
That's
right. Do you listen to music when you run if you're in a training
run?
No, I
don't.
Okay, well, never mind, because it's a great running.
All right.
It's great to run to. Okay.
My number seven is a California band that I got lucky enough to see three times in concert this year, and that's the Mowglies. And if you've heard Antoinette talk, you know how much she loves this same band. They're sort of in the same vein as of Monsters and Men. They sort of have that breezy folk pop idea. This is probably, of all the records that I selected, the most straightforward fun. I don't see this one on a lot of best of lists, but it's just so catchy, and there's just some fantastic songs, and it's just a lot of fun.
Okay. Number six. Here's one I think we may have on the list together. Maybe. Jason Isbell, Southeastern.
I do have that on my
list. I think that this one gets better every time you listen to it. I just think he is someone who has, I don't know if it's fair to say he's at the peak of his abilities, because you never know what he's going to do in the future, but this is just good stuff.
You know, he proved his worth as a songwriter when he was back with the Drive-By Truckers, and he abandoned that a little bit for some of his first solo records, but I think this one's a songwriter album first and sort of a rock record second, and the characters that he manifests throughout these songs, it's just so compelling. I love the album.
And when you listen to it, it gets better the more you listen to it. And I think that's the sign of a really strong musical CD. So Jason Isbell is my number six, Southeastern.
My number six is called, it is a self-titled album from a band called Junip.
Okay, I don't know
this. Junip is a side project of Jose Gonzalez, and I don't know if you know Jose Gonzalez, also a folk singer-songwriter, and this is a band he had years ago, sort of abandoned the project, came back to it, and it's a little bit of a subdued record. Kind of folktronica is how I heard one website describe it. But again, just a really melodic, really catchy album. Okay. So the band is called Junip.
J-U-N-I-P?
That's right.
All right. Now we're into our top five.
That's right.
My number five is they're from Britain. They've been described as moody. I see them as more contemplative. The band is called Daughter, and the CD is titled If You Leave.
I do not know it.
It's not something you're going to instantly hear and go, I've got to put that on at a party. It's not depressing, but it's very contemplative. And though it's not on the CD, If You Leave, they did one heck of an interesting cover of Get Lucky.
Okay.
Daft Punk song that you can get away from. So Daughter, If You Leave, they're from Britain.
Wonderful. My top five starts with a band that was at the Amp in September, and that's Vampire Weekend.
You know what? I really like this CD, but for some reason it just didn't, like, knock me out, but I thought it was a very, very good CD.
You know, I've liked all of their albums, and I think this one is the best of the three that they've released. I think it's more mature.
Yeah.
I think it's more just as accessible. I think it's got depth.
My number four, I bet this one is one we share, Kacey Musgraves.
It is.
Okay. Same trailer, different park. It should be on there just for the CD title alone, but she's great. She's great, and she has really kind of captured across the board. It's not just country. It's not just Americana people that like her. There's something about her that is instantly appealing and instantly genuine.
That's right. You know, you called me out because she's my number four artist.
Oh, really?
As well. That's right.
That's the first time we've ever done that.
We're getting close to the top here. You know, I got to see her at the Harvest Music Festival. She came and she's just so charming. And I thought it was a great year for sort of this comeback of country female songwriters. Brandi Clark fits in that category. Ashley Monroe is in that same category. And I contemplated putting some of those albums on the list, too. I think that Casey sort of leads that charge. And this is just a great album with some really catchy stuff.
When I revealed this list to somebody else, they raised their eyebrows and said, oh, I didn't think you liked country, which I thought was, no, I love country. Last year, Don Williams was
my favorite show.
I just think there's a difference between some kind of country and other. I'm not going to call out any other artists, but there's a difference between Casey and some of the others, not everybody, who make the top of the country charts, what you hear on radio. And I think she cuts through a lot of the, I don't know what I want to say there, but cuts through a lot of the saccharineness of some other country artists that are popular right now. There's a lot of great country music being made right now.
I just
don't get to hear it as readily as some other stuff.
And hopefully Casey Musgraves is going to help change that.
I hope so. I hope so. My number three. This was an honorable mention for you. Daft Punk, Random Access Memories. You could not get away from Get Lucky. It seems like every summer there's a song that will either annoy half the people. You either embrace it or you don't. I remember when, he's on The Voice, CeeLo.
Yes.
He's had a couple of songs and people go, oh, I've heard it enough. If you put that Get Lucky song on by Daft Punk right now, I still don't mind. But the whole thing, the whole album is charming as can be.
It is.
It's kind of retro. It's smart, but it's not too smart. It's not scholarly. It's just fun.
You know, and you speak of Get Lucky. You know, I heard a lot of different bands do covers of it throughout the year.
It was like Crazy was a couple of years ago.
Exactly. That's your CeeLo Green song you're talking about. And, you know, Wilco did a cover of it in a concert. And it's such a good song that it stands up. And there's a reason I think it's on a lot of top 10 lists. It's really a great album.
And I was not a huge fan of this. I didn't dislike this band, but they never connected to me like they did with this one. That's
Same thing for me. My number third album, my number three album, was informed a lot by concerts I saw. This band actually performed in Fayetteville four times this calendar year. It's a group from Mississippi. They are called Water Liars.
We've had them in the studio.
They were here for an in-studio. And their album, Wyoming, is sparse. It is breathtaking. And I just couldn't stop listening to it. When they released this album, they were a duo. They're now touring as a trio and recording as one also. But for two guys making music, it was just a really remarkable album, I think.
All right. So now we're down to our top two.
That's right.
My number two. I don't know how to say her name. I've never heard it pronounced. She released a CD this year called Beautiful Africa. First name is R-O-K-I-A, Rokia? I don't know. And hopefully there are people out there who are rolling their eyes because they can't believe I don't know how to pronounce this. And her last name is spelled T-R-A-O-R-E apostrophe, Rokia Touré. She sings in French. She sings in different – sometimes in English. She plays guitar. She's wicked on the guitar. She's got a beautiful voice, and most of the songs, I don't know what she's singing, but it doesn't matter because it's just really good. We'll have it on the web on the website, how you spell it.
Excellent.
Beautiful Africa, the name of the CD.
My number two album will surprise...
Oh, wait, now I know who your top two are. Yeah. Okay.
You do?
Well, just because... No.
You know one of the top two, right. And I'm actually going to give away the order here pretty quick.
Okay.
This inclusion will surprise absolutely no one who really knows me. I've adored this band for years. I've included them on lists before in this chat, and my second favorite album of the year was Trouble Will Find Me by The National.
I am good, I am grounded. Davy says that I look taller. I can't get my head around it. I keep feeling smaller and smaller. I need my girl. I need my girl.
You know, they're somber, but they're so orchestral. In fact, one of the songwriters for The National recorded a piece that I know that Katie played on her Of Note show. They're haunting. They're a band that is described as a grower. You know, you put in that album and you say, okay, and then you put on the album again and then you listen to it again and it's new and it's fresh and there are more things to listen to, and there's just a depth of songwriting there that catches me.
Now, my number one is on your list.
It is.
I did a little bit of a poker face there.
Uh-oh.
Looking back over, this is my favorite CD of the year. What do you think from your list?
Of my list.
And you know that it's not Casey Musgraves or Jason Isbell, because I've already put that in there.
Well, now, it might be Vampire Weekend. I don't know why I'm saying that. Tegan and Sarah, here
yes,
we go. Isn't it a fantastic album?
It is. And I've liked them for a long time. And this one just won me over, and it's just great pop music.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes a breath before we get a little bit closer.
Now you know my number one, Jason Isbell's Southeastern. Just loved it from the first time I heard it, and nothing changed that the more I listened to more music.
across the table from each other, 1,000 miles from both our mothers, barely old enough to rust. Here we sit, pretending both our hearts are anchored, taking candy from these strangers amidst the diesel and the dust. And here we sit, singing words nobody taught us, drinking fire and spitting sawdust, trying to teach ourselves to breathe. We haven't yet, but every chorus brings us closer. Every flyer and every poster gives a piece of what we need.
Ask me tomorrow and I may have an entirely
Absolutely.
Different top 10.
But. Absolutely. I think more good, not necessarily great, but more good music gets released every year.
I agree.
And I bet you for every 20 or 25 that we mentioned combined, there are twice that many that we didn't even know about.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Again in 2014?
Absolutely.
Thanks.